Climate Czar John Kerry leads U.S. delegation flying to Davos for elite WEF conclave. By Simon Kent on January 12, 2024. The global elites are readying their private jets for the World Economic Forum, WEF, annual conclave in Davos, Switzerland, with the U.S. delegation to have John Kerry, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, in the lead role. The composition of the U.S. delegation was announced by the White House via press statement. It lists the following representatives of the Biden administration, but is not limited to: Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, United States Special Representative for Ukraine's Economic Recovery Penny Pritzker, Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs James O'Brien, United States Agency for International Development Administrator Samantha Power, Senator Chris Coons, DITA, U.S. Ambassador to Switzerland Scott C. Miller. The release further states, Ambassador Scott C. Miller will travel to Davos, Switzerland from January 14 to 19, 2024. To participate in the 4th National Security Advisors Meeting on Ukraine's Peace Formula and the 54th Annual Meeting of the World Economic Forum. Ambassador Miller welcomes the opportunity to advance the Biden-Harris administration's agenda with world leaders and underscore the unwavering U.S. commitment to Ukraine, democratic values, economic prosperity, and building stronger relationships with our partners and allies. Organizers have already said this year's meeting is all about trust. The U.S. representatives will join other heavyweight political figures set to be in attendance, including China's second-in-command Li Qiang and French President Emmanuel Macron, who will both give special addresses. A host of other leaders and finance ministers are set to fly in this year to be part of the strictly invitation-only gathering, and paying thousands of dollars for the privilege. Past attendees include leaders of the UK, US, France, Germany, and China, as well as environmental activist Greta Thunberg, and celebrities Elton John and Cate Blanchett. Related/Kana, Davos is more of the problem. It's cosmopolitanism for elites that forget citizens. This year's guest list includes government representatives from Spain, Belgium, Colombia, Iraq, Lebanon, Ireland, Kenya, Nigeria, Thailand, Singapore and beyond. CNBC reports among the big names from the business world expected are Sam Altman, reinstalled CEO of ChatGPT maker OpenAI, who is scheduled to discuss safety and trust in technology alongside panelists including UK Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt and Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla. Top financial figures nominated for Davos include International Monetary Fund, IMF, Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva, World Bank President AJS Banga, and World Trade Organization Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. The heads from international bodies and civil society groups will see the UN's Antonio Guterres, NATO's Jens Stoltenberg, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus of the World Health Organization, and Tirana Hassan of Human Rights Watch, all flying into the luxury ski resort for a week of chats, canapes, backslaps and cocktails. The WEF annual meeting will run from 15-19th of January, 2024. Upwards of 2,500 people are expected to attend. WEF membership is reportedly $100,000. Tickets cost around $40,000, although attendance is by invitation only. Figures vary, but City AM reports overall costs can exceed $350,000 for the week. Rental homes can cost around $35,000, plus high food, drink and event prices. A hot dog reportedly costs $43. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.